The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. I've had a very good healthy green drink for breakfast this morning, so let's get on with the show.
Yes, sir. And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and ecstatic owners of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, and the amazing Broth Cafe at Alive and Well, and fabulously organic, fabulously interactive with the Maui local organic farmers, bringing in the beautiful, fresh organic produce every single day. All those amazing dishes done with that, you name it. They're just the healthiest things on the planet. You want to be healthy, you want to be strong, and don't forget Vortex.
And don't forget Belinda's green drink, which I had for breakfast this morning.
I have Belinda's green drink every single day. The fresh-pressed, organic, high-potency, amazing juices that we have there. And
All organic. Ready to fly out the door when you need them. They're right there waiting for you.
They're 100% organic, locally sourced, fresh-pressed, high concentration, flooding your system with healing nutrients, just repairs and rebuilds body cells, and you feel like a different human being.
Can't you hear it in my voice?
I hear it in your voice. But, you know, I don't see it in your feet, though, Dan.
You know what?
I never see it in your feet.
Honey, I wash
and there
my
was
feet.
More
my
data.
Feet, I shower my feet.
You shower okay, your yes. feet, but what you've got to do, there was more data this week, but Gary wouldn't let me bring it on because he says the guy gets too personally involved about it, and it was all the great things. If you dance, it's great therapy. Get him going, Gary. Get the guy dancing. Oy vey. That's the one thing Alive and Well hasn't managed to do. Done everything else wonderful for him and other people, but hasn't gotten Dennis to dance. If anyone can figure it out, you better tell me now.
I can move pretty fast around your attempts to get me dance.
I was just going to say, I say dance, and he dances out of the room. That's as far
as it
gets. Okay, so let's get on to the fabulous. You know, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't people on medication take them off doctor's area. We love to share marvelous information. That's another wonderful service we have there. We're there all the 6 days of the week. And you can always call the 877-4950 and set up a time in a beautiful sofa area. Everything's beautifully clean, distanced, everything perfect. And sit and talk. Again, not doctors, not putting people on or anything. Just sharing great information like we do here. Ways to optimize your health and vitality. And that's the way. So set up a time whenever it's good for you. There's no charge.
We're back in the store again, folks.
Back in the saddle again.
And that's it.
Okay.
And
John Wayne sang that one?
The time that's good for you is the time that's terrific for us.
Absolutely.
Okay, so call in. Set the day and the time of day you want to be there. We're there for you, with you. We're properly distanced. And we're all masked and everything else. We can still understand what we say, and we can even with the mask on.
And I bet they recognize us. You know, they didn't mistake you for John Wayne or anything like that. Or
honey, they never have.
All right. Well, let's get into the great news. You know, it's amazing how much important news, and yet you, where do you hear it? You hear it from Alive and Well. And this is the medical report, and I'm quoting the exact medical research studies. And here it is, quote, association of serum level of vitamin D3 at diagnosis with breast cancer survival, a case cohort analysis in the PATHWAY study. This was reported in Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology. That's their cancer report, okay? And it's been a few years since they did that, all right? And here is the report. researchers published the results of their investigation into whether or not the levels of a particular vitamin in women with breast cancer had anything to do with how likely they were to beat the disease. They selected a large group of 1,666 women with breast cancer of various kinds and in various stages. They checked their vitamin D3 levels. After that, they followed them for the next 8 years to see how well they did. Here's what the doctors discovered. At the time of diagnosis, the vitamin D3 levels were significantly lower in the women with advanced stage tumors. The higher the vitamin D3 level was, the less likely that when these women had an advanced form of the disease. The levels were particularly low in premenopausal women with triple negative cancer. This group typically has the worst outcome. So according to this research, women with the higher vitamin D3 levels develop much less aggressive cancers. And that's not all. Across the board, the lower her vitamin D3 levels were, the more likely a woman was to die from her cancer, and the more likely that the cancer would progress or reoccur, okay? In fact, you're going to continue the last of that, okay?
This information has been known for years.
Right.
Okay? But they finally got around to publishing it.
In fact.
Verbatim, folks, here it comes. In fact, when they divided the women into three groups, according to their vitamin D3 levels, the ones in the group with the highest D3 levels were more than 25% more likely to survive than those in the lowest group. And this was true no matter what kind of, turning the page, no matter what kind of cancer they had or how progressed that cancer was.
Oh, it helped in all of these different areas. That's amazing. Go ahead, sweetie.
It's amazing enough, but it gets even better.
Gets even better.
Because the protective effect of having a higher vitamin D level was even stronger in premenopausal women. They were 63% more likely to survive their disease, their cancer, than those with lower levels. 63%. Without removing the breasts, without having violent trauma to the body. The authors of the study put their astounding findings this way. Our findings from a large, well-characterized prospective cohort group of women with breast cancer of various kinds provides compelling observational evidence on associations of vitamin D3 with lower risk of breast cancer morbidity, mortality, sickness, and complications. And again, they stressed the much lower incidence of mortality. Going on. The research study was the association of serum level of vitamin D at diagnosis with breast cancer survival, a case cohort analysis of the PATHWAYS study from the Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology, 2016.
It's been known this long,
all right,
and they're not
so we're
practicing
talking
it.
5 years.
And, you know, and how long, going along with this, how long... Because, and here's Dr. Mercola reporting on this, he has page after page after page, but to brief it just as he briefs it, he says vitamin, and this is, why are you not hearing this on the news? Why is this not published everywhere?
Because it's not a prescription drug. There's no profits in it.
No profits. Money makes the world go round. Shall we sing that from the musical?
Money makes the world go round. The world go round. The world go round. Money makes the world go round in the most amazing way.
Yeah.
Money, 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 money.
Yeah. What a musical, right, Dan Carey? So
cabaret,
anyway.
That's from Cabaret.
Cabaret. I love that. I love that. Okay. Anyhow, Dr. Mercola's article, Vitamin D3 Supplementation Reduces COVID-19 Deaths by 64%. That's the title. He's not saying, I think it, maybe it. Then here's the top points he says.
But wait, you said 64%?
Yes.
Okay. And what did we say here in the breast cancer thing? 63% less incidence of mortality with vitamin D3.
And here it is. Reduces COVID-19 deaths by 64%, Dr. Mercola. Story at a glance, the high points are, and I'm quoting him, a large Spanish study found giving supplemental vitamin D3 to hospitalized patients with PCR-confirmed COVID-19 reduced ICU intensive care admissions by 82% and mortality, that's death, by 64%. People who already had higher vitamin D at baseline were 60% less likely to die, and many are now calling for official vitamin D3 recommendations to be issued by their governments. And what he says here, one of the reasons vitamin D3 is so important against COVID-19 has to do with its influence on T-cell responses. Vitamin D3 receptor signals regulate T-cell responses and therefore play an essential role in your body's defense against viral and bacterial infections. And he goes on about all the evidence and
T-cell is kind of a foreign term. A lot of people understand T-cell. It's natural killer cells. Vitamin D3 increases the number of killer cells. What are killer cells? Well, the name implies exactly what they are. They kill virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, cancer, all kinds of foreign and deadly and not so deadly diseases, virus and bacteria.
Yes.
You name the disease that wants to implode in your body. The natural T cell killer cells prevent that from overtaking you.
You know,
and vitamin D3
yes.
increases those killer cells.
And he even goes on in a huge study published in the journal Scientific Reports, confirmed vitamin D3 is a huge contributing factor to COVID-19 outbreaks and infection severity. According to the authors, the surges in daily positive test results during the fall of 2020 in 18 European countries, okay? And they're talking about these studies. As noted in the February 2021 study, they also say this too. Vitamin D3 levels in breast milk collected in 1989 and 2016 and 2017. And they say vitamin D3 levels have dramatically declined since 1989.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, pregnant and lactating mothers and their infants require vitamin D3 supplementation for optimal health. I'm stopping just to make the comment that we have reported what the Pediatric Association reported in their huge study of pregnant and lactating women, that they needed to supplement with the vitamin D3, the pregnant women, 5,000, and lactate, even babies after they stopped lactating, because it reduced the risk of all kinds of infections by 60%, increased bone density, eyesight.
And brain development.
And prevented a lot of the pre-birth, you know, kind of thing, and all kinds of mm-hmm. birth defects that were present in children.
And we're told, we've been told for so many years, look out, don't stay out in the sun. Don't be in the sun. The sun's going to give you cancer. Well, the sun will cause changes in your skin for sure and can contribute to cancer if you get too much. But if you don't get enough vitamin D3 from being outside with minimal clothing on, you can't go outside with a wide-brimmed hat and sleeves down to your wrists and long trousers on, expect to get any vitamin D3. You've got to get it from, as these holistic physicians have said, and the research science, not just holistic,
yes.
have said, you've got to take the vitamin D3 orally.
And we are absolutely, I don't care what else is going on in my life, I take that little 10,000 unit D3 every single day, and so do you. And he does this little summation statement. Research published in 2014 explained how vitamin D receptor signals regulate T-cell responses and play an essential role in your body's defense against viral and bacterial. As noted in that study, he says, when the D3 level signaling is impaired, it significantly impacts the quantity, quality, breadth, and location of CD8 T-cell immunity, resulting in more severe viral and bacterial infections.
But it all depends on the dosage. It all depends.
That's right.
It all depends on the blood level. Now, when you get a regular blood test, you ask your doctor for a blood test, you must specify you want the vitamin D3 results as well, because regular blood tests don't give you that. You've got to request it, okay? And the numbers should be not 20 nanograms per milliliter or less, not 30 nanograms or less, not 40 nanograms or 50 nanograms or less, but the real effective blood levels of vitamin D3 start to occur when it's 60 nanograms or 70 or 80 or 90. And most physicians will say, oh, look out. Look out. Vitamin D is a hormone, you know, and it can cause really terrible side effects and maybe even cause cancer.
Bull.
It's all bull, okay? Say the science, says the science.
Exactly.
But there's an awful lot of folk misinformation floating around that if you get too much vitamin D, you're going to have disastrous health scenario.
Zero. Well, that's a lie.
The Vitamin D3 Council of Research Physicians, which this, I don't have these reports with me right now, but the Vitamin D3 Research Council of Holistic Physicians points out that even at 100 nanograms per milliliter of blood, it is not a toxic substance.
Never.
But it does definitely, at 70, 80, and 90, it's a very safe as can be, and even 100 if you so desire, but needn't go that high. You can vary the dosage to keep it in the 70s and 80s.
Right. And here they even says here, that Mercola quoting, other research published in November 2020 in the Postgraduate Medical Journal shows oral, and that's his words, oral vitamin D3 supplementation helps speed up SARS-CoV-2 viral clearance. Oral vitamin D3, he's saying right over here, okay? And he says that. And he says, on and on and on. And one of the things, though, at the very end of the article and all the things, he says, is as detailed in these articles about magnesium and K2, optimize your vitamin D supplementation. He strongly recommended to take a great magnesium and the MK7 K2 concomitant with oral vitamin D3.
Yeah.
You want to speak about the wonderful thing of MK7 and what it does?
The along Mark with 7 K2.
Yes, go ahead.
K2 is very important for cleaning out your arteries, for removing the plaque, removing the calcium deposits, normalizing good blood flow through your arteries and your capillaries. But it also redirects that the healthy part of that debris, the calcium deposits, into your bones. Ha-ha! Vitamin D3 helps to bring the calcium from the intestines into the bloodstream and to direct it to the various very important organs and cells of your body. And K2 works right along hand in glove in helping to remove the debris but making sure that the proper nutrients get properly distributed.
Right, right. They're two great
vitamin
buddies.
Vitamin D3 is making providing access to.
That's right. Two great buddies. And you know, I want you to read this, Dan, because I'm just going to preface it and let you read it. In one of the things that so profoundly affected me in life was the use of the 100% R alpha lipoic acid in Europe for so long, and how the European doctors have used that not only to stabilize blood sugar, but also, and this is the translation from them, to prevent and reverse diabetic retinopathy, the destruction of the retina of the eyes and the blindness. Like I've said many times, I was there the day my grandfather went blind when I was young, from diabetes.
Right.
And they said it prevented and reversed, that's the European physicians, diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy, or any kind of retinopathy. Mm. It's also been a main thing, the 100% R alpha lipoic acid has been a main thing that's been used in Europe for so many decades. I don't even know, was I even on the planet when they started doing it, to along with acetyl L-carnitine, to prevent and reverse dementia and all kinds of negative mental effects. Can you read this about how this boosts your body's top antioxidant enzyme?
Here it is, folks. Verbatim. Since oxidative stress is so damaging to our cells, our bodies come equipped with ways to try to stop it. One of those ways is an enzyme called superoxide dismutase, or the acronym SOD, SOD. SOD actually breaks down free radicals throughout our bodies before they cause us trouble. Unfortunately, our SOD levels naturally decrease as we get older. And you notice how they say that? Everything naturally decreases as you get older.
Yeah, we don't want that natural.
No.
I'm kicking it in the butt.
That's right.
It ain't going to be natural. It's unnatural it to happen. You can reverse that.
There you go.
And there was even a huge article about Jack LaLanne, how he reversed aging with all the things he chose to do,
exercise,
and great diet. Go ahead.
So that's one part of natural I don't agree with.
That's right.
Unfortunately, our SOD levels, SOD levels, naturally decrease as we get older, as does everything else. This means more oxidative stress is allowed to run rampant in our bodies, making us age faster. So it's no surprise that people with vision problems also have lower levels of SOD, of SOD, superoxide dismutase. But there's a nutrient. Voila, to the rescue.
Voila.
There's a nutrient that helps restore superoxide dismutase levels.
Bravo, bravo, bravo,
let's
bravo.
Hear it one more time. And I'll encore
bravo.
For. Well, let's not have an encore for. Alpha lipoic acid.
The 100% R, which is the natural and the potent form, the only
Why
one.
Why the R form? Because there are two forms of alpha lipoic acid. One is called R, which refers to the all-natural form, and the other is called S, alpha-lipoic acid. And guess what the S stands for?
Synthetic
alpha-lipoic acid.
Okay.
And when researchers gave it to people with vision problems, the R-alpha-lipoic dramatically increased their superoxide dismutase levels,
wow.
Their protective active activity in the body to protect you from free radicals. And
tell that to the European docs. They discovered it a lot earlier than that. Yeah. Go ahead.
The article goes on to say, this study included 50 participants ranging from 60 to 83 years old. They had all completed the low vision quality of life questionnaire that showed their eyesight was bad enough that it interfered with their quality of life. The researchers first checked the study participants' superoxide dismutase SOD levels, and then gave them R alpha lipoic acid capsules to take daily. When the study ended 3 months later, researchers measured the participants' superoxide levels again. In just 3 months, their SOD had increased by an average of 21.5% with R alpha lipoic acid.
And their vision, just like they, like the European doctor said, dramatically increased also. So the vision acuity, visual acuity.
There's more here. Let's
hear. Yes, go right ahead.
The best part came when the study participants completed the questionnaire again. Their answers showed their quality of life, not just their vision, but their quality of life had increased an average of 12% in just what? 90 days.
Right.
But the 3 months.
Right. And remember, it's the brain function, too. And when your brain function improves, your quality of life improves, right?
Well.
And blood sugar, everything else.
Everything. The R-alpha lipoic is a major, major, major antioxidant.
And
it neutralizes free radicals.
Right.
Free radicals are the guys that destroy connective tissue, destroy the natural enzymatic interaction of every cell in your body.
And we've also reported here of the other way, which surprised me, but then it shouldn't have, and that was that the studies done with the 100% R alpha lipoic acid reduced belly fat. Made weight loss and slimming and everything else because it made and because their assumption was correct and what their conclusion was because it made the insulin more effective. Then insulin didn't build up in the body and when the with cells that weren't responding to it and store body fat that way. So they were slimmer, they felt better, and they had more energy. There's that too.
A miracle, isn't it?
It is a miracle.
You don't need a drug and another drug and another drug.
No.
What you got to have is good organic food and fantastic nutritional supplementation.
That's right. And how
and
many
help
people...
Help your body do what it's designed to do, not suppress symptom after symptom after symptom.
No. And how many people have come in and shared, again, they're not making any claims, but how much better their blood sugar levels were with the 100% R alpha lipoic acid and blood sugar harmony, Alive and Well's combo of the different herbs and support. Remember, the star player and the support players. Every team is like that. And speaking of a team, you know, I guess it was just yesterday when a charming lady and came in and Darren said, you know that her family or I don't know which member of the family has been involved with the Rat Pack. And we used to call him the Rat Pack. It was Stephen, it was Dr. Frank Sinatra, excuse me.
Dr.
Not
Frank
doctor,
Sinatra.
I'm about to talk about it. Anyway, it was Frank Sinatra and a number of
Dean
other guys.
Martin.
Dean Martin.
And
Louis Armstrong,
the whole cat.
And so they were the great singers and all and wonderful entertainers. Well,
Sammy Davis Jr. was a major part of that.
Yes, and one of my favorite doctors that I've read through the years, very famous cardiologist with huge credits. His name is Dr. Stephen Sinatra.
That's where Steve got into the conversation.
Right. Huh? That's why I never forget his name, because I was such a Sinatra fan. And here's Dr. Stephen Sinatra, has so many documentations. This is the article written by Dr. Stephen Sinatra, MD, FACC, FACN, CNS, CBT, all the different credits he has.
Whatever those acronyms are, right. he was a cardiologist.
Very famous.
Okay.
And wrote many books about this. Recent studies, quoting him, show CardioQ10 is an all-star supplement.
Mm-hmm.
I love the all-star. That means a lot to us, Dennis and I, with the
you're
theater background.
You're such a star. You're center stage. Honey.
Well, I'm going to...
You're in the limelight.
I always share the light with you, sweetie, so Gary would shut the mic off.
You share the light with me as long as I'm standing behind you.
Oh, and this was HeartMD Institute that he was reporting it here. So I'm going to read part of it and give the rest to you, okay? And here is Sinatra. This supplement is in the front line of nutritional research, and deservedly so, says the doctor. Here are a few recent studies demonstrating the importance of cardio-CoQ10 supplementation. Long-term cardio-CoQ10 treatment of patients with chronic heart failure is safe, improves symptoms, and reduces major adverse cardiovascular events. Cardio-CoQ10 supplementation significantly improves fatigue and depression in patients with multiple sclerosis. I didn't know that.
Depression. You don't have to have multiple sclerosis. All depression is improved.
I'm reading just the doc.
Okay.
A higher blood level of CoQ10 is associated with a lower risk of disabling dementia, mm-hmm. says the doctor. Effectively reduces mild to moderate muscular symptoms caused by cholesterol-lowering statin prescriptions.
Read that statement again.
Effectively reduces mild to moderate muscular symptoms caused by cholesterol-lowering statin prescriptions.
Okay, that's called sarcopenia, protein loss.
That's right.
Muscle wasting.
That's right.
Okay, and they give they give the statin drugs for people with heart condition and cholesterol problems.
Right, and it's rhabdomyolysis. It's severe muscle breakdown because those muscles need the cardio-Q10 in order to stay alive and function.
And what muscle are we trying to improve?
The heart muscle. Right.
And why is it when people are on cholesterol drugs for any length of time, the heart starts to become weaker and weaker and weaker? Why is that? It's because the cholesterol drugs destroy the natural metabolic process of muscle building in the heart. They actually cause a breakdown of muscle tissue, not just the heart, but the liver, the muscles, your arms, your biceps, your triceps, whatever, the muscle between your ears. That's called a brain.
That's right.
People on these cholesterol drugs have a higher incidence of dementia.
That's exactly right. Okay? That's one of the side effects in the black box warning that the Food and Drug Administration puts on those drugs.
That's right.
Is dementia, cognitive decline, and diabetes, and all of those things.
Actually,
it causes the diabetes.
And the cardio-Q10 impedes that breakdown.
That's
stops
right.
the breakdown.
It's the
helps the build up.
Right,
okay?
And they also have here other doctors listing popular prescription drugs that deplete CoQ10, and they have all the listing of the cholesterol drugs, and the nausea and vomiting drugs, water retention drugs, eye pressure drugs, severe pain drugs, bacterial infection drugs, mental disorder drugs. There's so many listed. It would take us 5 hours. And high blood pressure drugs depletes.
Cardio-Q10.
And this is apart from the article, but that was something that Dr. Stephen Sinatra reported many years ago. I remember being young and reading his reports about how these high blood pressure drugs rob the body
Major.
And deplete of the cardio-Q10. Would you read the rest of this? Because about the 100% cardio-Q10, please,
okay.
that Dr. Sinatra says...
100% cardio-Q10 is a fat-soluble, vitamin-like substance produced throughout the body that provides a number of vital functions. First and foremost, as a raw material in cellular energy generation.
Right. It produces ATP, adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy.
Your trillions of cells, says the doctor, requires the cardio-Q10 to make energy. Cardio-Q10 also protects and stabilizes cell membranes that control the movement of substances in and out of the cells. the cell membranes are permeable, okay? So everything goes in and out through the cell membrane. The essence of aging is membrane deterioration and disruption. Cardio-Q10 also serves as an important antioxidant and helps the flow of blood.
That's right. That's so important. So many wonder, especially they feel weaker and they're not getting the flow of blood to their legs and these types of things.
I'm turning the page.
That's right. But remember that cardio-Q10, which is the nutrient of the heart, gets that heart to pump the blood throughout the body.
And the muscles to work and the brain to function. Turning the page. The body's own production of cardio-Q10 starts to diminish with age.
I
guess we've approached that subject once.
I am growing. Okay. I don't need to hear that anymore.
Aging,
okay?
Aging is the reason that middle-aged or older people need the benefit from supplementation. I wish we had that embroidered.
That's right.
And we could hang it on a big banner.
That's right.
Aging.
Reverse the negative effects of aging.
I lost my place. For that reason, middle-aged or older people need the benefit from supplementation. People
That's
say,
right.
Well, I've eaten this way my whole life. Why is it I weigh 40 pounds more than I did 20 years ago? Because you're eating the same way you did 20 years ago.
That's
when
right.
your body created energy from that food you were eating and you were more active and you had more muscle tone and everything else. But aging requires changes in dietary habits.
Right. And you can reverse that process.
Supplementation of nutrients to keep your body functioning at a level that it did 20 years ago. Okay. People taking cholesterol-lowering statin drugs depletes the cardio-Q10.
Yes.
My viewpoint, says the doctor, cardio-Q10 is a supplement for everyone who is aging. I started recommending it more than 30 years ago in my cardiology practice to revitalize ailing and failing hearts and consistently had excellent results.
Right. He wrote books about that, too.
He did.
A lot of papers and
publications. We met him at a couple of conventions years ago.
Oh, dear. I better take some more cardio-Q10. Oh, dear. I thought I was taking optimal levels, but I think I better take some more. I've forgotten meeting him. He remembers everything that happened 85, however many years ago. Get real.
Well, she complimented on his beautiful voice and how he could sing so well.
Oh, dear. Did I? I think I might have done that. I think.
He goes on to say, I was shocked in early 2015 to read an opinion from a leading cardiologist recommending avoidance of cardio-Q10.
Oh, gosh.
He goes on to say this, any cardiologist who says such nonsense is grossly shortchanging his or her patients. I personally cannot imagine practicing cardiology without cardio-Q10.
Oh, God. Dr. Steven Sinatra, look up the credits of this man.
Yeah,
look up
yeah.
the documental coverage, all of the things, that, and look at what he has to say. This is not Mona saying it.
It's not Dennis
saying it. That's Dr. Steven Sinatra, okay? And he's singing in cardiology. He's singing as great, I think, sorry, Frank. He's singing as great as Frank Sinatra sang in the music. So
That's
Dr.
Right.
Steven Sinatra is music to the soul and to the heart
you
and everything,
it is.
Right?
You bet he is.
I like that, Gary.
He has a little summation paragraph here. He says, what this means to you? The recent studies I've mentioned here, says the doctor, clearly show that significant and broad impact of cardio-Q10 and how it can energize cells and come to the rescue of tissue throughout the body. Many people live in a constant state of energy deficit, and those with arterial and other diseases need more energy. Cardio-Q10 supplementation is the simple way to boost the body's overall energy status and feel better.
That's right. And you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. That's true. That's the end of that particular order. Is that correct, my darling? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to just say I applaud the big TV doctor and his he and other associate physicians who write this newsletter. And he is writing here about what's in the news and what has been reported. And this is what's in that, okay? Aspirin accelerates cancer in seniors.
It also weakens the heart.
I'm just going to quote the doctor.
Okay,
here,
go ahead.
Okay? Older adults with advanced cancer, I'm quoting the article in the Doctor magazine, Older adults with advanced cancer who start taking aspirin increase the risk of their disease progressing, says a study published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute.
Baby, that's
cancer
pretty heavy, you
doctors.
Know.
The new study found that aspirin was linked to at least a 19% greater risk of being diagnosed with cancer that had spread and a 22% greater risk of being diagnosed with stage 4 or advanced cancer.
Stage 4 is the end of the game, folks.
Those who were diagnosed with advanced cancer were more likely to die during the study's follow-up period than those taking placebo. Harvard researcher Andrew Chan said the study showed, quote, a possible adverse effect of aspirin on the growth of cancer once they have already developed in older adults, end quote. So here they're talking about, yep, which they always say is so safe and so important.
It's a baby aspirin after all, honey.
Good
it's safe.
Grief.
What can a baby aspirin do to an
Good
adult human being?
Grief. And yet, do they ever quote the importance on the super pure fish oils, which and quoting here in a doctor's report here, saying that the EPA and the DHA of the super pure fish oils help protect the brain, fight forms of cancer, promote healthy vision, okay? And they also boost levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, all the studies quoted. And lower amounts have been associated with cognitive decline, Alzheimer's disease, et cetera, and so forth, and cardiovascular disease. And here, 40 clinical trials, quoted here, showed that super pure omega-3 supplementation is associated with significant reductions in the risk for cardiovascular disease death. The study, published in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings, now that's a top medical
tell me
center,
about it, yeah,
concluded that supplementation with EPA and DHA from molecularly distilled fish oils reduced the risk of coronary heart disease, including heart attack. And the super pure fish oil containing both EPA and DHA fatty acids has been shown to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, also lowering triglyceride levels and improving insulin sensitivity, okay? And here, the recent study, they say, with the EPA and DHA supplement from super pure fish oils is associated with the reduced risk of fatal myocardial infarction by a minimum of 35%.
That's heart attack, folks.
Yes, myocardial, and that's the fatal form, they're saying, and myocardial infarction, coronary heart disease, and coronary heart disease mortality, and fighting cancer. Many studies in humans have shown omega-3 intake is protective against cancer and even improves response to those taking cancer treatment, say the doctor. And high consumption of fish oil reduces the risk for developing pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, inflammation, okay?
Inflammation is the magic word.
And they're saying that the DHA and the EPA the DHA, they say, is a structural component of the retina and is vital for the proper development of the eyes of infants and babies and also for the visual acuity in adults, okay? And EPA and DHA support healthy biology in different ways. They contains a balanced combination, has been shown to improve cardiovascular health, brain function, and much, much more. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And depression. They go into the depression, anxiety, that whole negative scenario as well.
Instead, they're giving people just, and I'm applauding the doctor in his magazine reporting this, about how terrible the aspirin was for increasing cancer and, you know, giving it to older people.
Besides the bleeds. They get gastrointestinal bleeding from baby aspirin.
And strokes and things like that.
Absolutely.
And that what the super pure fish oil never causes that,
never.
But it prevents, just like Dr. Julian Whitaker said. Remember, he says lube job for the platelets.
That's right.
It keeps it from getting the blood from getting sticky and clumpy and keeps the flow perfectly, but doesn't thin the blood in all the clinical trials proving that.
So all you auto mechanics and all you car buffs out there know what a lube job is. Proper lubrication.
That's right.
Lubrication. And that's what the oil, the healthy fatty oil, contain the EPA, DHA components, which are antioxidants, slow down the aging process, reduce inflammation. Inflammation, as you've probably heard ad nauseum, I've said it ad nauseum for over the years. Inflammation is fire. Inflammation on the cellular level is fire at the cellular level. Fire burns.
That's right.
Fire burns up cells. Cells that are burned up don't function like healthy cells. And mm-hmm. disease is next. There's the next, from weakened cells, burned out immune function, the disease has an open doorway to your entire anatomy.
And that's why.
And that's
top
not
news.
Just any disease. That's all disease. According,
right.
according to Time magazine, wrote a special publication years ago, telling that inflammation is the seed, is the spark that is the eminent source of all disease.
And here's this big report right now, and how critically, and how it reinforces what we knew to be so important. And I'm going to share that with you, okay? And here's the title of the article and the studies that were done. High-potency B-complex vitamins reduce levels of inflammatory homocysteine. Not only does this group of essential water-soluble vitamins help convert food to energy, but they directly improve heart function and physical stamina. Unfortunately, vitamin B deficiencies are widespread in the U.S. and has serious consequences on heart health. For example, 5.1 million people in the U.S. are affected by heart failure, in which the body is not able to pump enough oxygen-rich blood throughout the body. Sadly, 40 to 50% of patients with congestive heart failure die within a year of diagnosis. These super B-complex vitamins have a heart-protective superpower. I'm giving it to you in a second. The ability to control levels of homocysteine, an amino acid synthesized in the body from the amino acid methionine. Why is this important to heart health, say the doctors? As it turns out, excessive levels of homocysteine are bad news. High homocysteine contributes to the development of atherosclerosis, increases inflammation, promotes oxidative stress, and decreases blood flow to the heart and brain. Can you finish that, Mr. Jones?
You bet I can.
Please go right ahead.
Verbatim.
In other words.
Word for word.
Word for word.
In other words, excessive homocysteine creates a perfect storm of conditions that can set the stage for heart disease and stroke. One more time. In other words, says the doctor, excessive homocysteine creates the perfect storm of conditions that can set the stage for heart disease and stroke. Many of you saw the movie several years ago called Perfect Storm.
That's right.
Okay. And it dealt with sailors and going out on the high seas. And if the seas are high, if the storm situation is coming from one direction, another storm from another direction, and something else is happening from another direction, you don't go out on the seas. You stay home. You go to bed. You go to the bar. You don't hang out on your boat on the seas. Because it's a perfect storm. Anybody who ventures forth is not going to make it home. That's what excessive homocysteine creates, a perfect storm, says the doctor, that sets up stage for heart disease and stroke. So here we go.
Right.
In fact, homocysteine, he says, is so closely linked with cardiovascular health that researchers can use homocysteine levels to accurately predict whether someone will develop heart disease. In addition, elevated homocysteine is associated with a substantial increase in the risk of narrowing in the carotid neck arteries, which makes a stroke more likely, especially if coronary problems exist. This is confirmed by a study published in Circulation Journal, showing that people with high homocysteine and atrial fibrillation are a stunning 4 times more likely to suffer a stroke than those with normal levels. That's 400%.
That's
four
right.
times.
Right.
Okay. However, studies do show that supplementation with the B-complex vitamins, super potency B-complex, decreases homocysteine and reduces the mortality associated with stroke,
right.
with coronary artery disease and peripheral artery disease.
And can you say why that? What the difference is in the stress be gone, why this was designed to be just what it is, and why it is so superior to what could be considered ordinary B vitamins, and why it has so much of more of the effect that they're talking about over here?
Because it's a perfect balance of the B vitamins, how they interact with each other. It isn't just a big blurb of a big blob of vitamins thrown at you. It's a perfectly well-balanced formulation determined by how the bodies generally use and intermingle and use these different components. But it also contains sugar metabolizing, blood sugar normalizing nutrients, which help to do what? Reduce inflammation. When you reduce the inflammation, you reduce the likelihood of negative health development. And sugar creates a negative health development. I know it tastes great, it's addictive, and you can't live without it. It's so yummy. My grandma used to make such wonderful sugar concoctions. Well, it ain't the way to go, folks, because sugar creates inflammation. The stress be gone, B-complex formula reduces that inflammation, reduces the stress that inflammation creates, and helps to maintain the proper vascular functions of delivering blood and nutrients to the cells.
Right, and
proper oxygen utilization, revitalizing, rejuvenating the cells.
You know, and I'm applauding another physician, Dr. Blaylock, MD, because he says just what you were saying, importance of controlling immune response. He has a whole article written, and I'm quoting him. When the immune system is activated, it activates special anti-inflammatory compounds that help control the immune attack and prevent excessive damage to the lungs. But in the case of a cytokine storm, this system is overwhelmed. Current treatments for people affected by cytokine storms actually worsen the problem. In most hospitals, patients are given high doses of corticosteroids on the reasoning that the anti-inflammatory effect will reduce the damage from immune overaction. But those steroids reduce not only the harmful cytokines, but also the ones needed to kill the virus. As a result, the increased viral load overrides the anti-inflammatory effect of the steroid. The condition gets worse. Clinical studies show that treatment with corticosteroid actually increased long-term mortality in these cases. That's
good
death.
Good Lord.
The best way to protect people, he says, from the severe effects of viral infections is to control the immune response. The best thing would be to selectively dampen the components of immune-induced inflammation that cause the harm to the lungs, that is, a cytokine storm. And he goes on to list, and I applaud him, all the great nutrients, Cardio-Q10, the quercetin with the right amounts of vitamin C, and EPA and DHA fish oils, the taurine. He has a whole list of nutrients that he's talking to support the body in fighting the negative thing of the cytokines that cause the great inflammation that caused people to die from COVID-19 and many other conditions.
And the cytokine storm creates... It's part of the immune system. Cytokine production can be beneficial or negative. It's beneficial up to a point. When it becomes excessive, it is definitely negative. But the cytokine response in the COVID-19 scenario is that it tries to protect the lungs. The virus is infecting your entire body, and the lungs are being compromised. So the body throws up this cytokine excess storm, if you will, the cytokine storm, which has a negative effect overall, is trying to stop the virus, but actually increases the amount of mucus in the lungs and liquid fluid in the lungs. And the alveoli, which are the oxygen receptor sites in the lungs, which suck up the oxygen to keep you alive and well, those alveoli oxygen receptor sites are plugged up with mucus. And what do you die of? Pneumonia. You plug up, you can't get oxygen, you can't breathe, and you die. You suffocate from mucus plugging up the oxygen receptors in your lungs. That's cytokine storm, cytokine excessive inflammation. What reduces the cytokine inflammation? What reduces the cytokine storm?
Go right ahead.
It's vitamin C. Now, this is from holistic physicians.
Right. He has that listed. The quercetin, okay. The vitamin C, the vitamin D3. Yes, go right ahead.
And quercetin neutralizes the excess mucus buildup. The NAC plus reduces removes the excessive mucus from your lungs. As you may have heard if you listen to this program with any regularity, I have given my testimonial about chronic obstructive pulmonary disease several times. And
go right ahead, yes.
You have a question?
Oh, no. I wanted to say that we can't forget the importance, and we're so grateful now to have it back. It's Ultra Silver.
Yes, it is. But let me finish this discussion.
Yes, go right ahead, dear.
And the nutrients break up the mucus in the lungs. They disseminate it, if you will. you cough it up, you spit it off, and it's gotten rid of. The lungs can then breathe, and the crisis is then ameliorated and alleviated and reduced dramatically.
And one of the things, though, that is so important, and I'm so glad that it came back in, because it's the elixir, it's one of the great elixirs of life, is the Ultra Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And it's back in at Alive and Well, and I know it saved my life years ago from one medication that I had taken that caused Crohn's disease, okay?
Right.
And so it's such a wonderful, wonderful product. Would you like to talk about that, dear?
Well, silver's been known for thousands of years as an antiviral. They didn't know virus from bacteria, but it killed bad things that happened to people when they took it. And it helped prevent mold and mildew and rot in stored grains and food supplies. It's renowned. The astronauts used it in their water purification system. They used silver to purify their water.
And the Roman soldiers.
And the Roman soldiers.
They didn't know about plagues, but there were so many that were dying. And they could always tell the ones that had taken the silver, because they were riding on the horses and they weren't flopping off the horses and dying in the streets.
And they were putting silver coins in their mouth.
And chewing on them, that's
all right.
But they've discovered a great way is the 9999.
The 0.99.
0.9999 is those nanoparticles, okay? And
right.
Getting much more effectively without any side effects, and getting effectively against viruses, bacteria, fungi, all of the different things.
And something to consider is this, folks. If you're using a silver product and it looks like water in the bottle or in your glass or in your spoon, it isn't 100% colloidal. Colloidal is the proper terminology, the proper form, if you will, of using silver as an anti-infective and as a health rejuvenator, because they can promote their product as being colloidal because they still have a little bit of colloids in them, but it's mostly another form entirely, and it is nowhere near as effective as the colloidal silver.
That's right, the ultra silver.
The ultra silver looks like it's a dark copper shade or a darker shade in the bottle.
Right, and it never spoils. You don't
dilute
it. Has no taste against. And I know it's been used to get, even with animals' eyes, ear, by top doctors, veterinarians, for eyes, ears, infections, all those different things. It's such a wonderful blessing, and we get that people sharing, our dear friends sharing all the time. And speaking of blessing, you just have to go to that cafe,
the broth
cafe at Alive Well, the organic, the wondrous foods, the taste, the variety, whether it's vegan, vegetarian, non-wild fish, also the organic meats, whatever, it's organic. And we have that vortex water, that ultra pure, magnificently highly oxygenated, fabulous water. That's what we use in all of our recipes, and the intensity of those magnificent juices. And Dennis and I are fans of the green to the max. You know, we're greens to the max, and all the detoxification and the life that it gives back to the body. Okay, I don't like the idea of obliteration or elimination. It gives that big gap. Substitution, the healthier, wonderful choices you can get at Broth Cafe. All kinds of orders, everything. Just call 877-4950 and we'll have it all ready for you. And call that number, 877-4950. Set up a time with Dennis or with me. Again, not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't people on or off medication, doctor's area. But set up a time, one-on-one, no charge. And you can be sitting in this marvelously comfortable, very safe, beautifully distanced, and everything perfectly done and cleansed for you. And all of our wonderful things that are there, Alive and Well, we are there for you 1,000%, okay? That's our message.
And you can do the Broth app, Broth at Alive and Well, and place your entire order, complete the entire order, tell them when you want to pick it up, and we will bring it to your car, or you can come in and pick it up. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let's remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.